This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Now that the Atlanta City Council has given approval to the deal for a new Atlanta Falcons stadium, the question is, what will the neighborhoods do? Yvonne Jones is the chairman of NPUL, the neighborhood planning unit that includes English Avenue and Vine City and the area around the Georgia Dome. Yvonne Jones, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
In the vote by the City Council, there were a couple of amendments, and one of them basically said that there would be no issuing of bonds until there was a plan, some specifics for the neighborhood. Is that how you understood that amendment, first of all? Is that what it said?
Absolutely. The amendment stated that before the community benefits agreement was initiated and executed, that the bonds would not be distributed.
So as you understand it, before they issue bonds for the construction of the stadium, there will have to be a specific plan for benefits for the community in writing. Here's what we will do. Is that your understanding?
Yes, in writing and duly executed. That's our understanding, mine and the rest of the community. This is how it will go forward.
How confident are you that this will happen, given the fact that similar promises were made before the construction of the Georgia Dome, and the neighborhood has not seen the kinds of improvements that were promised?
Well, I'm there. He gave us his word. It's in the legislation. Other than that, I'm not sure how much more thorough we could have been. The amount of money that's being proposed to reallocate the community is $30 to $45 million. That's not that much money. 15 coming from Investor and through the TAD process, and 15 from the Arthur Blank Foundation. And with the need of the community being so great in the state that it is in presently, it's just not really all that is necessary, especially in a project of this magnitude. A billion-dollar project in proximity, as close as it is to a neighborhood that's in despair, and they need so many services and so much environmental work done, and just so many things that needs to be done and rectified, and so many community services that need to be allocated to the people. It just seems like that it should have been a greater number. I mean, they asked for $200 million on the blank day for the hotel motel taxes. I said $200 million for our community.
Two-part question, then. What would you like to see on that list of community improvements? And secondly, have you been promised that the NPU and perhaps other neighborhood groups would have input into what goes on that list?
Absolutely. The community has to play a part on what we need. We know what would be best for us because this is where we live. I mean, we could use that technical support maybe, but we don't need someone to plan for us or plan on top of us. So it's imperative that the NPUL, as well as other community organizations and stakeholders, and just residents, just everyday residents, have a voice and have an opportunity to share and what they think that the community needs.
And you think that will happen?
Yes. We demand that it happens. And so we will put forth all the efforts that's necessary to make sure that it happens. So we're not going to sit aside and we're not going to sit by while somebody, while any entity plans upon us. We're not going to be overrun like that. We refuse.
What would you like to see at the top of the list of improvements for the neighborhood? If you were making a punch list, what would it be?
Well, first of all, we have environmental issues that need to be dealt with. The streets need to be clean and cleared. We have a lot of abandoned properties. We have a lot of blighted areas as far as the environment is concerned and how it looks. You can't really see what you're doing until you do a thorough cleaning. And I think that's an important aspect of it. We need human capital development. So I would say that we need services in our neighborhood. We need job training, and we need training that will not only give you a job that's for a poor wage job, but we need career building opportunities for the people in the community that they will be able to be sustained themselves and sustain their families and own property in their community. At this point, it's a low level of property ownership. Then I believe that if the people were given an opportunity to develop another career path, that they will be able to sustain themselves, because the economic aspect is a really great aspect that needs to be developed. I also think that small businesses need to be created and also stimulated. The small businesses there need to have greater opportunity, and it needs to be a flow of opportunity for small businesses to come to our area. So that's those are two of the things that need to happen: job creation and training, and also small business entrepreneurship opportunities. And also, we need places for the young people to be, just young people to be able to go and have a place where they can fraternize together and develop themselves in a healthy environment.
What if, and this is a worst case, what if somehow money doesn't come or you feel it's going to the wrong place? Since there's an agreement that no money from the city's general fund would go to this project, do you feel secure enough that there's a backstop if all else falls through?
I'm not anticipating things to fall through. We have been assured that it wouldn't, but we do have the Westside Task Fund, and I would expect that we would have some opportunity for development in our community through the Westside Tag. And we're hoping that as people, as the philanthropic community sees the vision that the community sees and how it is being developed, that they will also want to contribute to the revitalization of a neighborhood who has been forgotten and has so many needs, and right so close in the proximity to downtown, literally walking distance, and it will be for the good of the whole city of Atlanta.
So bottom line, you're glad that the stadium project has been approved so far?
I'm not saying glad, but I'm saying that the community is hopeful. We necessarily didn't want to go as fast as it did the process. However, at this point, the best position for us to be in is a positive one. Our eyes are going to be open, and we're going to be engaged in how the whole community benefit piece goes, and how this stadium, this whole stadium procedure is brought forward. So we're here, and we're not going anywhere, and we're going to be involved, and we're going to make sure the community is not left out.
Yvonne Jones is the chair of Neighborhood Planning Unit L in the city of Atlanta. That's the NPU that covers the area around the Georgia Dome. Ms. Jones, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for listening and getting our perspective. We really do appreciate you.